going on? It is your big homie Kodak. Welcome to another edition of Big Homie's House. We got some homies in the building. We're gonna make this a super special edition episode today. It's very special because first time we got Shaz, the model, in the building as an official co-host.
What's up,
Shaz? What's going on?
Hey, what's up, Kodak? What's up, y'all? Good. I'm good.
Of
I'm
course,
blessed.
Dej, the Aries in the building.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah. And of course, for the first time ever, the biggest collab since Kanye say. Some KFC, Taco Bell and KFC. We got y'all remember that song?
No.
The biggest class is Taco Bell and KFC?
No.
No.
Oh, damn, my bad. I'm a Kanye fan. Cree in the building. Questions with Cree. What's going on?
Hey Kodak. Hey everybody.
Feeling? Hey girl.
Hey girl. You bringing all the positive energy over here.
Yeah.
So questions with Cree. This is the first time they're seeing this collaboration. So tell them what's about to go down.
Okay, guys, so Questions with Cree is basically anonymous questions being asked. So I have a question cup that is filled with questions, and I'm going to pull one question out, and everyone's going to talk about it. And it's it's about advice. So you're going to give someone advice. And
this is my first time doing it. Oh, you know what? I did it one time on the street, but I think I was lit. I was probably high because it was after 8 p.m.
Yeah, no, you did. You did. But we're talking specifically about relationships. So every question in this cup is centered around relationships, but not relationships with your significant other, relationships with God, relationships with
people,
your workmates, relationships with yourself, relationships with, you know, your significant other. But it's just not limited to.
I like that. That's fun.
The sexual relationships.
Nice.
It's okay. Open to all relationships in our
lives.
Nice.
Okay.
Let's
get it going.
All right, ready? So I'm going to just shake it up a little bit. No peeking. Okay. So, and this is the question cup. Isn't it so cute?
Yeah.
I love it. Yes. Right. Yes. I'm so excited. Oh, wow. Okay. This is great. Okay. So it says, how do you stay in alignment with God's plan when you are in a season where he is quiet?
How do you stay in alignment with God's plan when you're in a season?
No. Yeah, when you're in a season where he is quiet.
Huh. That's a good
question. So when God is quiet, how do you still, keep walking in the purpose that was given to you? Or the plan, or
I think you always I relate everything. You know, there's a Kanye West line or a Kanye West song for everything. So I relate this to a song that he did with Pop Smoke called "Remember the Vision" or Tell the Vision.
Okay.
Tell the Vision. So like when I get any type of inspiration or idea, I feel like that is divine, and I feel like when I don't act on it, then I feel like that is being disobedient. Because there are some times when those conversations with God are louder than other times. So I think you just have to remember your purpose and remember the things that have already been given to you. And when you have, like for me, I feel like a blessing from God, a direct blessing from God, is him putting new creative ideas in my head. So if I have an idea for a new segment, or if I have an idea for a song, or if I have an idea for a movie or a TV show, then that is automatically added to the vision. You feel me? Like, I have 4 film projects in my phone that I haven't started working on, but I have them in there just because it's like, okay, this shit lit. God gave this for a reason.
Yeah.
You feel me? So it's kind of like I need to implement these things, and I'm implementing them because I know my personality is I'm low key antisocial, but I'm a good talker. So I can talk to a lot of people. And I feel like when you're talking about telling people about how good God is, that's instrumental. Like, that's something that you need to be able to do. So I have this platform because I'm here to be a vessel for God, for God and things that he wants me to do. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Question. I like that. I feel like you didn't necessarily say this exact word, but you said when you think about the blessings you already have.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I feel like when you constantly just express gratitude,
mm-hmm.
and you're in that just posture of thankfulness,
yeah.
I feel like even when God is quiet, even when you can't hear God, you're still able to hear God.
Yeah.
You're still able to see, oh my gosh, the sun is so beautiful today. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Look at my skin. It's so beautiful. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I have a roof over my head. Like you're still able to see how God has moved even when you feel like either you aren't moving or God isn't moving or moving too slow. You still see and are able to reflect on all the blessings that you have through gratitude.
Yeah, for sure. And I also feel like, you know, that's a part of like prayer and getting closer to God as well. Because I used to only pray when things were going bad. But now I pray like every day because every every day is something to be thankful for. You feel me? Like even if it's not with me directly, it's with my family. My mom beat cancer last year, so that's great.
Amen.
You feel me? It's more than just because if you it's kind of like if I got a girl and she only talk to me when she needs something.
Right.
You don't want her.
Damn, motherfucker.
It's not a relationship at all.
I'm not your dude. I'm your daddy. Like, right. Yeah. So, that's how I feel about that.
I love that, ladies.
I think PMJ, Pastor Mike from Rock City, was actually talking about this. I watched his church.
Is that the church in
Alabama? So, he had a whole segment about proof. And it really talked about this, basically looking back at all the things that God has done for you as proof. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like whenever you get in that period where you don't know what's going on, he's quiet, you just look at all the things that he's already done for you, and that's your proof right there that he's going to do it again. So just being faithful and praying, even when it's quiet, just trusting the process. So, yeah.
I agree. And to reflect on some of the things you said, even if we feel like he's quiet, he's always speaking to us, like with things around us. Mm-hmm. So he comes to us in other people, or like you said, in your environment. It could be at your job. It could be while you reading a book. Like God speaks to us in multiple ways. So even when we feel like he's quiet, a way that I make sure I'm in alignment, I just continue to pray. And I trust my instincts. I trust my heart because God is love. So if you trust your heart, and God is leading you, then you're going to stay in alignment. So that's how I go about it.
Yay, I love that. And then last thing, if this was your question, I would encourage you to get quiet. So if you feel like God is quiet, you may need to quiet yourself as well. And just follow, like she said, follow your heart. And if God is love, if God is quiet, you follow that. Okay, let me quiet myself. Let me refrain from getting on social media. Let me refrain from going out. Let me refrain from drinking. Whatever my vices are, how can I quiet myself, my mind, my body, my spirit, so I can truly hear God? Because like she said, or like we all said, God is always speaking to us. But it's a matter of, are you quiet enough to hear him?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost like the teacher in the classroom when everybody talking.
I'll wait.
Yeah, I'll wait.
Yep.
Yeah. You're always there. Yeah, I'll wait till you get quiet.
And also, I feel like it's like sometimes you have to realize the language that God will communicate to you through. Like, I know God talks to me a lot of times through music. And you have to be ready to receive that message, even though it's not what you want to hear.
Right.
Because I remember earlier this year, man, I was praying to God over this girl that I wanted real, real bad. And it had me so fucked up. Every, you know, like you scroll on your Instagram stories, it'll tell you like different random things. Every Instagram story was let her go.
No!
Let her go. It got so bad that I had to reset my Instagram algorithm.
Oh my God.
How do you do that?
It's a new feature that just rolled out.
Teach me, please. Right, teach me. Can you have a course,
I need to
please?
Know.
Yes. Questions with Cree, first time, won't be the last time. I appreciate you was able to come kick with the homie. We definitely got to get our guest's answer for that question as well. That was a good question. I feel like if the big homie's house is a cup of lean, that was a lot of water that just died losing me, okay? Like,
holy water.
That was the positivity we needed.
Yeah.
Questions with Cree. Listen, we got a homie pulling up to have a conversation with us. Stay tuned. Be right back.
I've been in that season a few times. I'm actually coming out of that season, right? Because I was married for 10 years. So, you know, that was the purpose. That was a plan. And then all of a sudden when it blew up, it's like, okay, what direction am I supposed to go in? What am I supposed to do? During that time, I found that fasting worked for me. Fasting and praying, because I wasn't hearing anything. So I had to give like another level of sacrifice in order to be more disciplined to like get closer to my purpose. You know what I mean? Because it's so much noise and it's so much like stuff coming at you that could take you off your path. I had to get in a place with just myself and just really sacrifice. So I had to give up like, you know, eating throughout the day and just eat like later, like to really just get cleansed. So that's something that I did, and it led me to actually my music, because I didn't know what I was going to do. Like, this wasn't a plan. So I would tell anybody out there listening that you definitely have to take time for yourself, because surrounding yourself with your girlfriends to give you their bad advice, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all going to be I'm bad together.
Okay, not too much.
And my girlfriends, the first thing they did was like, we having a slumber party. And it was just like all bashing. And I'm like, we just all in here crying together. No one is leading nobody right now. So I had to just be by myself, literally. So I did this album by myself. Like, it was a walk by myself. Yeah. Like, people didn't understand, really, too.
Drew's door in the building, King of Lynch. What's up? Yeah. Yeah. So, how does it feel embarking on a different endeavor than what most people may be familiar with you as?
I know, right? It's like the world is like, wait, where did this come from?
Yeah.
But, like, I've been doing this my whole life, y'all. Because if you know, you know. Like, I was signed to Slip and Slide. Mm. I did Step Up Soundtrack.
Slip and Slide?
I was signed to Slip and Slide. I got songs with Trina.
What? People don't know this?
That's why I said
you was
know,
an original city girl?
I was like the first, like, when they were starting, I was like their Ashanti, you know, like,
yeah.
It was Trick Daddy, Ross, like, Plies, and it was like Drew Sidor on R&B side.
Yeah.
It was a thing. Vincent Herbert signed me to a girl called Jane on Def Jam. Mm. Step Up Soundtrack, I did a record with Mario. Mm. I wrote for a lot of Disney artists. So, like, it's always been in me to do it. It just never got the attention that I feel like now was, like, the time. Because I actually was, like, telling my story. I had something to say. It wasn't like, oh, I'm just going to do some songs. It was like, yo, this is actually, like, my life. This is my therapy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, what can people expect from this side of Drew?
This is like my most vulnerable side. Mm. Like, you're going to hear me crying on some records. You're going to hear me talking my shit on some records. You're going to hear me, you know what I'm saying? Like, really just speaking to myself, really. Like, the record I Did It To Me, which is the title track, is like a song about accountability and really me taking ownership of my mistakes.
Yeah.
So it's all of that. It's everything that I went through on this, like, healing journey.
I like that word that you used, accountability. Because...
Something that you struggle with.
I don't struggle with accountability. Oh, okay. I know I'm a dog. I'm a mutt. You know.
You heard it here first. He admitted that he lacks accountability. Okay.
I don't lack accountability. I know what I am.
Okay.
The women that I've talked to on the other hand.
Owned up to what all the women would say about you.
The women that I've talked to on the other hand don't seem to have accountability. That.
What? Here we go. I've heard this so many times.
And so if you heard it so many times, there has to be a little bit of truth in it. A little bit of truth to it. I mean, you can talk candidly about, like, your peers and the people that you've been around in the situations. Well, not peers, but,
I know.
I know
some people.
Yeah.
You know, y'all know I know some people in a circle that don't take accountability, that don't know how to apologize. I think it goes both for, like, men and women. It's hard to look in the mirror and be like, you messed up, because you're used to people being like, are you a queen? You don't deserve that. Like, because, I mean, that's what I've been
told.
The men
and women.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So looking in the mirror, it's not easy to be like, okay, you really fucked up. Like, that you were wrong. That's a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to sit here and say, like, accountability is an easy concept. Like, it really takes work. It takes discipline. You got to put that thing in practice, because you want to be right and you feel how you feel. But I had to say, like, no, it wasn't all on him as to how we got here. So I had to sit with myself and be like, ooh, I could have did that better, or I could have did more of this or whatever. So,
but in the moment, I feel like it's always going to be a little bit difficult, because it's kind of like, ooh, I got to get these takes off now. Like, have y'all ever been in a situation to where you are having an argument with somebody, and then, like, 10 minutes after the argument is over, you're like, damn, I should have said this. I would have ate him up if I said this.
Yeah, that's ego, though.
That's not ego. It's kind of like, you're not thinking right in the moment.
People struggle with accountability because they won't put their ego to the side. You should be able to look at yourself and be like, yeah, that was wrong. If your ego is not involved, it's easy to do that.
And that's a person that lacks self-awareness. So if you're not accountable, you're not really self-aware. It takes some self-awareness to be accountable with, like, your actions. And a lot of people lack that.
Do you think, like, I feel like we're in the era of, like, we're in the cancel culture era. And one thing that I've always heard people say, and I've never been able to, like, that don't even make sense. We're going to hold you accountable. How you going to hold me accountable? Fuck y'all. Like, because I honestly feel like in a lot of situations, if I know I'm right, you're not going to tell me I'm wrong. Because a lot of times there are certain things, I may be privy to information that you don't know.
Yeah.
And that's a part of me just, like, sometimes you just got to shut up.
What's your sign?
I'm Leo.
Oh.
Thank you. Oh, I just did this. Thank you. That's all I needed. You're the problem.
I'm the problem. Oh, my gosh.
Not Leo women. Yes.
You're Leo women are so dope.
Yes. My, like, best friend is a Leo woman.
Mine too. Yeah. Like, super loyal. Yeah. I live for a Leo woman, but.
Yeah.
You said you a Leo? We're not even going to do that. Listen.
Were your birthday? Oh, 5 days before mine. Y'all watch Poor Minds? Poor Minds podcast? Lex from Poor
Minds.
Lex from Poor Minds and Leo, too.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Lex P. Yeah, shout out to the homies over there. Poor Minds. But yes, so is there any dream features you have? Like,
oh my God.
Like, not anything that you may already have in the can, but anything that is out there. You know, we want to speak things into existence. We want to manifest it.
Period. Yes. Shout out to Dennis McKinley, okay, my EP. I'm going to put these features out here and manifest something right now, okay? Because I've been saying this, I'm going to say it again, but I feel like I have a record for Carisha.
Ooh.
See, you were a city girl.
Bitch, okay.
You were a city girl.
I need her on that record. I hear her voice, like, but it's definitely going to happen. I'm going to put it out there.
Okay. Do you have a male rapper that you...
I mean, we've been talking about a couple that, you know, hopefully will come on the project. Especially, I'm from Chicago, so, you know, like, Chance the Rapper vibes.
Chance the Rapper.
I got a record, Chicago Slide, that you know, just paying homage to my hometown, my city. I think it would be only right to do a record with somebody from my city.
Musically, what city do you think is kind of holding the crown right now?
I mean, I'm biased because I'm from Chicago, and I just feel like
if you think it's Chicago, I mean, you got to name them. You right. got to name them right. I'm talking about right now.
I mean, I'm talking about
Drew Sidora.
Of course, Drew Sidora. You know, you got Kanye. You got Common. We got all the greats. Like, you can't. It's in all the best.
Is March, April, 2025. Which artist?
We got the Shy Lights, like, we got Jennifer Hudson. I mean, come on.
We had Oprah,
we had Obama, we had Michael Jordan. Drop the mic, we had everybody.
You know, I like that. I feel like Chicago is like a big, Chicago's the only big city that I've never been to.
Really?
Same.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have to invite y'all, because y'all got to come with me. Like in the
Chicago
summertime.
PR, let's go.
Summertime Shy is nothing. Like, you got to experience it. Like, the festivals, the food, the music, the people, the dancing. Like, it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Now, they have, like, a yacht thing, right?
Yep.
We have yacht parties. I definitely
like a whole, like, it's
that.
A bunch of people on yachts listening to music. It's the summer is the best.
Yeah.
Summertime in Chicago is the best.
Oh, yeah.
Out of summer Chicago over summer in L.A.?
You know... It's like always summer in LA because I lived in LA. So it's like every day feels like summer, like the palm trees, the sun is shining, like you're at the beach, you're outside eating sushi. It's a lifestyle.
You know, and that's why Chicago couldn't be there full time because I like seasons. Okay. I like to experience all the seasons, but I like some seasons better than others. And I feel like Chicago winters may hit a little bit too hard for you, boy. A little bit too hard.
Which season?
Chicago winters.
Winter, yeah.
Yes, Chicago winters.
Yeah, so that's when we moved to Atlanta because it was the polar vortex. It was -40. And we were like, why?
What do you do in -40?
Why are we living here?
Y'all being right.
Like, we were ordered to stay in the house. Like, why? Why are we living like this?
Like, what do you do in -40 degree weather?
We were doing something like throwing water outside just to see what we could create. Like, it was so boring. It's like, that's what you do because you literally are ordered, like, to stay inside. So you're bored. You're watching movies. You're making s'mores. And you're seeing how cold it is by throwing water outside. Like, oh, wow. And then you're thinking, like, reevaluating your life. Like, why am I here? I'm going to get boxes, like, tomorrow.
Oh my.
We're getting up out of here.
Oh my goodness.
Chicago's cute to go in the winter because it's beautiful, like Michigan Ave downtown. It's like a vibe. It's cute to go and then, hey, and then leave.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, that hawk is crazy.
I hate cold weather too much for that to be actually a thing. I don't like Atlanta weather when it hit 40. So you telling me it's going to be negative 80 that? No.
Which in Chicago, if it's 40, everybody's in shorts and outside.
What?
Don't let it be 40 in Chicago. And the sun is shining.
Chaz, where are you from?
Look, I was born here in Georgia, raised in Louisiana. I'm a Southern girl, so I can't get with the cold for real. I love the heat.
Louisiana.
What part? You're from the boot? Shreveport.
My family's from Shreveport. Really? Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I was raised.
We got NOLA here,
Chaz,
too.
Have you been to Chicago?
No, I haven't. So I'm ready for this trip.
You know, a lot of like our people from Louisiana migrated to Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a lot of Mississippi people in Chicago.
I haven't been.
Chicago has a lot of Mississippi. Like that line from Chicago to Mississippi is real. Because everybody I know in Mississippi got family in Chicago and vice versa.
Yeah, my daddy from Mississippi.
Exactly. Not feeding the allegations.
It's a real thing, I guess. You're right.
So speaking of real things, how much of what happens on these reality TV shows is real?
Oh, for me, it's real. Y'all don't know, like, it's always real for me. I don't know what anybody else is doing, but if you're coming for me, it's real. Like, if we got beef, the beef is real.
So there's no, like, fillers? They don't kind of, like, instigate beef?
Yeah, like, hey, say this about this.
Yeah.
Manufactured beef.
Right, right.
Not for me. It's always real. It's always a real time. Like, some girls may come and want a moment or may say something just to get attention. We've seen it. Shamia.
Oh, my God.
You know, she's carrying the storyline of the past housewives that I'm a liar. And it's like, girl, what? We was just cool yesterday. You know what I mean? We have a newbie, Kelly. Like, she's just coming. So some girls do come, I feel like, wanting a moment to be like, I'm here, like, recognize me, see me. And it's like not coming from a genuine, authentic place. But no, for me, I'm like, I genuinely want to get to know everybody. Like, I don't have an issue with no one until we have an issue.
Yeah.
You know, so that's just how it's been. And I'm the last peach standing, so here I am.
Yeah, shout out to the peaches. Shout out to I asked that question because, you know, just off of, like, when you look at some of the other ones, like anything Love and Hip Hop is just kind of like, you could tell something.
Like the beef just don't seem valid. Like it just seemed like y'all forcing.
Yeah, like this is a script. This is a script. So I was just, you know, wanted to see. How much is any of that, like, are you, like last summer, I just thought of this question, so excuse me. Last summer, we saw the beige Canadian get taken out by the Gemini from L.A. So is there any... Is there anybody you would drop a diss song on?
Ooh.
At this point.
Bars.
Actually, it's one coming. Like, literally.
A diss
song? Yeah, well, it's on the album, but you'll see the visual. Mm. And it's going to.
Not you got a lookalike. This girl got a lookalike.
Oh, it's very unexpected. So the visual for DeLulu's dropping, and I think y'all will be very surprised to see, like, yeah.
Who it is? Is it Portia?
Y'all gotta watch it. Like, you're gonna be shot. Like, I don't want to spoil alert, but I'm spoiling alerting it. Like, it is. It's kind of like, I got a lot of DeLulus around me, guys. Like, I had to do it.
Now, DeLulu, for the people that's not familiar with the verbiage, DeLulu is delusional. So there are people around you that are delusional. Clearly. What makes them delusional, though?
Clearly.
Isn't it? Because I think sometimes it's perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, maybe it's have to look at it from a different perspective.
Yeah, but I think you have to have a conversation to get to that understanding or misunderstanding. But a lot of the people around me right now, it's like they don't want to talk. Like, they don't want to answer the phone. They don't want to respond to text messages. And then they want to have an issue.
Mm.
That's what I'm dealing with. So it's like, to be able to get some understanding, you got to have a conversation. That's what grown people do. Like,
right.
So if I'm sitting here like, hey, girl, like, I was texting you, I was calling you, and then I see you at Balmain, and I'm like, hey, girl, let's talk. And you're like... How do you move on? How do you progress? How do you get to some understanding? Yeah. That is delusional behavior.
Yeah.
But you want to be mad.
So I want to get some advice from you from people who may be in a situation to where they were known for doing one thing and they're trying to branch off and make themselves a lane in something different.
Right.
So What advice do you have for somebody who may be in a situation to where they're doing something, but they want to do something different, and they may be, they don't know how to make that transition, or they may have to figure out, maybe, is this for me? Or just trying to find their lane. Advice for people trying to find their lane in a new endeavor.
I mean, well, first, I think it's what you said, actually. Like, you have to be self-aware. You know, like, why are you switching? Like, what are you passionate about? Why are you going from this to that? Because you don't want to jump around. You want to stay with something because that journey to success isn't going to be easy. I've been doing music, oh, God, it's like decades now. So you just have to stand firm on what you believe in. So I would say, like, you're going to get way more no's than you're going to get yeses. And I think you have to, like, stay passionate, stay dedicated on that one thing that really makes you happy. Like, you would do it for free. Mm-hmm. That's how I knew. Like, I've acted for free. I've sang for free. Like, I know this is what I'm supposed to do because it keeps me up at night, you know?
Yeah.
Nah, for sure. And I think, like, when you mentioned the Lulu, I think that's how you have to be about your talents and your skills, because nobody else is going to believe in you like you.
Right?
Like, say, for instance, if I'm starting a restaurant and somebody asks me, well, how's your food? Are you going to want to eat whatever I'm cooking?
Absolutely not.
No.
I ain't trusting it too much.
Like, if you tell somebody about your music and you like, it's okay, it's all right, I'm not even going to waste my time.
Yeah.
You feel me? So I feel like you do have to be a little bit delusional and take what come with that. You know, regardless of what everybody else may say about you and your talent and your skill, you have to believe that shit is lit. Because if you don't believe it, nobody else is going to believe it.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I'm like, this is my best body of work.
It is.
Like, I don't know what y'all think, but I know. Yeah. It's amazing.
When I tell people this, they look at it like, man, it can't be true. Like, man, this is the best day ever for me. Like, I'm in my best form ever. I'm better than I was yesterday. Like, every day I get better. Like, I'm not going to be worse.
Yeah.
That's going backwards. I'm not going backwards. So every day is opportunity. Like, honestly, it's the best and it's the worst. Because I know tomorrow's going to be a lot better.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
You have to have a vision for your life. You have to know the work that you're putting in. You have to be confident about putting in that work because people don't want to put in the work.
Oh, my God.
A lot of times. Yeah. Like, it's somebody who wants to do music that's still in a phase of like, I don't know if they're going to listen to it, man. Fuck that. Put it out. Yeah. You can have zero followers. Put it out.
Yeah.
Like, everything that happened to anybody great, Michael Jordan, Oprah, was Bill Gates? What's buddy name from Amazon?
Bezos,
Jeff Bezos. All of these, yeah.
The Apple, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, even the people that created the first airplane. Like, you know how crazy you have to be to say, I'm gonna take this little tin tube, put some wings on, and put it in there.
And strap a bunch of people to
it. Yeah, we're gonna put some people in them. And some of them gonna be big as hell.
Yes.
Yeah, that's like, a word. But that took. You had to be crazy to do that shit. But history remembers the crazy people. That's going to sound crazy, but think about it. Everybody that had to make that shit happen, they made it happen. Even when it comes to, like, you want to go really far back in history, Harriet Tubman, like, bro, we about to get about this bitch. You know how many people, man, shut up, Harriet. You don't know what the hell you talking about. Next thing they know, freedom. You feel me? So that's what I feel about anybody who's chasing goals and getting aspirations. See, look at Creed and put all this positivity in the room.
Look at that. That's a pioneer mindset here.
Yeah. So let's get back to this music, though. Okay. What has been the most difficult part about this transition for you?
Whew. I mean, geez, like, I've gotten so much heat for it. You know, not everyone was excited about me working with Dennis and had a lot to say. So I think that was like pressure. You know what I mean? Like, I want y'all to hear the music. I want to direct the conversation to the music because that's what it's about. But yeah, that was a lot. A lot of people had opinions of why Dennis and why not work with this person or not work with that person. It was a lot of questions, a lot of confusion. And so I think that for me was the hardest part of the journey
to get past
and I think now that the album's come out, people can understand why. You know, it's kind of self-explanatory. People can hear it and connect to it, so I don't have to explain so much. But it was a lot of pressure. Like,
the chemistry was there.
The music was there. Like, yeah. I was like, hold on, Dennis doing music? Like, I was like everybody else, like, huh?
Yeah, know? I thought he was the hot dog man. I mean, that's what they said. That's what they said. Yeah.
Days.
That's what they said. That's how I knew that was the only reference that I had.
Yeah.
But yeah. So yeah. When I heard the music thing, I was like, oh, that's interesting. That's yeah.
It's interesting. Yeah. He was A&R of a record label.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
A professional.
Yeah. Let him know. You know, I did my thing or whatever.
Dibble and dabble. Dibble and dabble.
You said it was difficult. Do you feel like that beef was valid, though? Like, coming from her standpoint?
No, the beef wasn't valid. Because we were never dating or in any type of relationship. So that was like, where is that coming from? There was no sneaking around. That wasn't word on the street in Atlanta. Nobody was gossiping. That was created. So, but it did make it challenging because it was something that she was celebrating and was in support of. And then all of a sudden it was like all this smoke. So I was like, where is this coming from? So the fact that I had to speak on it and talk about it, it was just like, no, let's talk about the music. Like, you love the music, girl. Like, you love it.
You don't think it could be like if the roles were flipped? Because she did a song or something like a while ago. So what if she was like, if Ralph or somebody, you know what I'm saying?
Who's she?
Portia. Oh, okay. If she was trying to do music with your ex, you don't think you would feel away?
Portia got how many followers?
I don't know.
Do that song. Do that song. Like, by I mean, if means, that's what y'all decide to do, that's for our kids. Like, that's how I look at it. But, you know, I'm also the girl that did a movie with Todd. Like, I did a play with Leon. I work. I'm the girl that's going to work. And, you know, there was never anything inappropriate. So, like, it was
business
nothing.
Is business.
Business is business, yeah. Right? So, yeah.
Are you single right now?
Single again.
Is dating challenging? I feel like dating would be challenging with somebody living downstairs.
Oh gosh, him downstairs.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not like in a committed relationship, nor do I feel like I'm ready to enter into that. But I've been on a date or two, you know what I mean? Because you still have to balance your life.
Yeah.
But for me, like, it's just not doable until I put a period on my situation.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
How do you see, so what's the difference? So you said you were married 10 years, right? So the dating market is completely different from what it was 10 years ago. Like, what's the difference?
What it's like? I really, you got to tell me. I really don't know because.
There's pee in the pool. There is pee in the pool. It's bad.
What?
It's bad.
Oh.
I don't think it's pee.
You got people like Kodak who can't take accountability. You know what I'm saying?
This is sounding like my past. Wait a minute. I need to reevaluate.
But this is why we say you got to take accountability. Because why is you at the pools with piss in it?
I'm not getting in the pool. I can see the pee.
Go to a different pool.
You right. I'm finna move to Africa.
What?
But my question was, what's a deal breaker for you now that you probably would have ignored in the past?
Oh, definitely, like, lack of transparency.
Lack of transparency?
Yeah, like, going to Tampa without telling me. Like, I just want to know things. You know what I mean? Like, is that not
fair? You don't think that
kind
of complicates it a little bit? Because sometimes you knowing something could bring more questions.
Absolutely not.
No. Don't take my choice away from me. Like, let me choose this. Let me choose it, because I might be okay with it.
Right.
But don't trick me.
I'm gonna offer a scenario, right?
Lord.
Let's say you start talking to a guy in the future. He says, hey, I'm going on a work trip. And you say, okay, well, who's going to be there? Uh-huh. And it's one of his exes who now works for him. Is that not going to offer, you're going to ask more questions?
I mean, I'm probably going to already know that the ex and him are working together. So we would have already talked about it.
You're right.
Because that's the honesty there. Like, then it's like, okay, I have to wrap my head around this and ask those questions and then accept it or not.
Yeah. So do you feel like, I think for me, if I don't know. I feel like if my girl is talking to, like, not talking to her, if my girl is working with somebody who used to be an ex, it's kind of like always going to be a little mini red flag. Not a big red flag. Mm-hmm. But like, because because some feelings never go away. What? You got to. What was that?
I don't know, because you know what? With my exes, like, we're all, like, really cool.
Yeah.
And there's nothing there.
Oh, you guys are very mature.
Or maybe, is it an insecurity thing why you couldn't have your current partner still being cool with an ex?
I can't have my current partner.
I'm still just being, saying,
oh,
yeah,
if I, am, like, I insecure? Yeah. Damn.
I'm asking.
She
can write
to it. Love it.
It could be. It could be a little bit insecurity.
You got to work on that.
Yeah, it could be a little bit insecurity. But, like, it's if something that you're doing is making your partner insecure, I feel like you should do your part in helping alleviate that. Don't. Right. Well, fuck through, you, nigga. Get over
through
it.
Through communication.
Spot on.
You ate with that one little thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, yeah, it is different scenario to scenario, so.
She said it, but if you talk about it, yeah, that's the key.
Communication does rule the nation.
And it'd be so hard for some people.
Is it? Yeah. Yeah, because a lot of times ignorance is bliss. That's one thing that I've learned about, like, not even just specifically relationships, but life in general. Because it used to be a time where I used to, like, not check my bank account. Because it's kind of like, you know what? I don't want to know how broke I am. Kind of ignorance is bliss. They just laughed at
me. So you are whatever your mind told you you were.
It's kind of like, especially like after you have one of the weekends, like after a homecoming. What school you go to?
Oh, my God. What do you mean?
Like college.
Oh, Santa Monica.
Santa Monica. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, in Atlanta, we got, you know, like three HBCUs.
Yeah.
So after one of them HBCU homecoming weekends, I'm going to just wait till the next time I get paid. Mm-hmm. Oh. Because if I open this motherfucker and it say negative anything.
See, I think that's where delusion can be a little detrimental, you know?
DeLulu.
DeLulu.
You got
just
nah.
Want to see the damage.
A healthy amount of DeLulu, though.
Is it?
I think we all have a little DeLulu in us. I'm going to just put it out there. Yeah. It's levels to it.
Yeah.
Some more than others.
Yeah. Who's the most delusional person you know?
Okay.
That's not fair, guys. It's not a fair question. I mean,
top three
that I've come in contact with, I would definitely feel like my estranged husband. Like, y'all seen it, y'all watched it. Public humiliation at an all-time high, you know? Why would you do that to somebody you care about? So it's like, that's, to me, delusional, for real.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You said, you got any more? You
want to add? No.
She said top three.
We'll put a period in that.
Okay.
We're gonna that was more than enough, trust me.
Yeah.
So what are your aspirations musically? Like, where do you want to... Because I've heard a lot of great things about this project.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Yeah. Like, for the people that have had a chance to hear a little bit of the samples of it, I've heard great things about it. So where do you see this going for you?
Definitely going for that top spot on Billboard.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I see a Grammy. Maybe a few. But Grammy for sure. I think the album is definitely worthy of a nomination and a Grammy Award.
Okay. There's definitely a couple bangers on there. I listened to it. It was I liked the first song. I forgot the name of it, but I liked it. It was a vibe.
Thank you.
Did the research?
I did it to me.
Mm-hmm.
I did it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard. Do you feel like TikTok is essential for a new artist?
Oh yeah, for sure. It's like the rite of passage, right?
Rite of passage.
Yeah, yeah. It used to be radio. I think now it's like, hey, if you're not on TikTok, what are you doing?
So has TikTok, like, because I understand what you're saying as far as, like, radio, because I feel like it's just been different since, like, it was in, like, the 2000s and the 90s. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, this is my question for you, like, do you feel like TikTok, like, if your song is getting popping on TikTok, it's a lot more important in 2025 than if it was on the radio?
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, radio still plays a part, you know, for artists. There's still, like, a place for artists to have their music in radio, but I feel like for the generation now that's streaming, that's really buying into artists and creating hits, it's TikTok. You know, yeah. The trends, the dances, it's part of culture.
Yeah, yeah. See, I used to work at radio, and like now that I don't listen to the radio anymore. Like, I just got serious again, so I couldn't tell you what songs are popping on the radio. And I've been off radio since like what, January. Like, I know there are certain artists that should be getting played, like Dolce. I feel like she definitely should be getting played heavily on the radio. I don't know if they're playing any new Drake on the radio right now because I don't listen.
Like, yeah.
So I do feel what you're saying as far as that. So when the songs that I do consistently hear,
yeah.
On social media, it's kind of like, okay, well, that shit got some motion. Like the like speaking of Dolce again, the Anxiety song. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
I'm pretty like last time I saw that was like top 10 on the Billboard. So, and this is something that I'm seeing a lot on social media. So definitely, it might be a little changing of the guards there.
Yeah, I mean, I remember last summer there was we were out and about, and there was an A&R who said they found somebody via TikTok. And
oh, for like, sure.
Yeah.
Oh,
a lot
for
of them are
sure.
searching on TikTok to try to find people and, you know, contact people.
It was this girl. She's a singer in Atlanta. Her name is Kels, and I found her because I was cleaning out my following, my following. I was trying to get rid of the bots, and I saw somebody, and I clicked her page, and she was following me, and I wouldn't follow her back, but I looked at her page. She's singing amazingly on here. Sound like Amy Winehouse. Mm.
Wow.
I'm like, damn, who the fuck is this girl? Yeah, shout out to Finding Kels on Instagram, man. She's absolutely amazing. But then again, it's more to your, like what you're saying. Like, social media can blow you up.
Yeah.
So many stars are made, you know, overnight, literally on social media. So, yeah. So different rules now.
Yeah.
Artists, if you're not on social media, you're missing out on the opportunity to promote your music and, you know, even as content creators, I'd be like, damn, bro, another app to post on. Because I was really hoping TikTok was finna get up out of here.
Oh.
I didn't want it to. I'd be hating to post on all these. What? I got to post on YouTube, YouTube Shorts, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter.
You said who?
Facebook.
It's a lot to keep up with.
It's a lot to keep up with.
Yeah.
It's a lot to keep up with, but it's essential.
So are you more like IG or Facebook or like where do you?
I'm on IG.
Okay.
IG is for like the content. Twitter is more my personality.
Mm-hmm.
TikTok is more like it's crazy. Got 90,000 on TikTok.
Wow.
I feel like it's easy for people to see you on TikTok just because it's people just scroll.
But their TikTok's algorithm is way more aggressive. If you're in it, you're good. But if you're not good, look.
Yeah.
And you have to abide by like that TikTok 2 or 3 times a day shit. Like you, but I have so much content, it'd be easy. But it's just so fucking much.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a whole nother job.
It
like
is,
for
it
real.
Is, it is.
Social
it
media.
Is. Yeah. Drew Sador in the building, kicking it with your homies. You have anything else you want to leave the homies that may be watching?
I mean, just continue to keep up and support the album. Like, I thank y'all for the love, you know, appreciate it. And watch out for my movie coming. I'm back in theaters, y'all. Like,
oh,
I haven't been. Your girl's
about.
Not been in a theater in a minute.
Busy.
It's called Run. Shout out to Footage Family Films, Chris Stokes, Marcus Houston, Juanita Stokes. Like, it's dropping 2025.
Yeah.
In theaters. Yeah. It's got aliens, action, suspense, thriller, all that stuff.
I love a good sci-fi.
And then, oh, that's why you're doing that. I'm thinking it's a. I have a new lip gloss, y'all, so I'm gonna have to come back and bring y'all lip gloss.
Oh, yeah. What?
I'm thinking my lip gloss is messed up. You see,
yo,
you know,
she's been doing that for like 5 minutes.
Oh, my God.
I was like, yo, she even had some good chicken before she came.
Because I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, my bad. I just dropped a lip gloss, it's cherry gloss. You know, I love cherries. I don't know if you guys know that. I love cherries with Usher.
Ooh,
but I put out a cherry gloss. Ooh. It's called Lips by Sador. So, yes, I'm very excited about that. People are eating it up, buying it. So, I will bless y'all. I'll definitely make sure I get
Please.
The ladies here. So,
I love a good gloss. Yes.
Mm. I like that. Do you have any, like, influence, like a celebrity influence you think would be great for your lip gloss?
I mean, really? Like, I just want everybody. I mean, we girls love gloss.
Yeah.
So you can't, like, limit that. We all have lips. We all need gloss. And it just makes us feel sexy. So I want to give it to, like, I want to bless all the ladies here. It's going to give glosses to everybody.
Yes.
All the women out there.
You get a gloss. You get a gloss. You get a gloss.
Everybody gets a gloss, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Juice WRLD in the building, kicking it with your homies. Big homie Kodak, big homie Shaz, big homie Dave. Shout out to the Aries in the building. And of course, questions with Cree, blessing us with the positive vibes today. You dig? Until next time, stay tuned. We got more. Let's go big.